All right, so for our next presenter on this panel, I think we got Vivian Smith with Virginia Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. She's been a professional office manager and is the CEO, executive assistant to a CEO at the clinical stage biotech company that is developing treatments for cancer and other life-threatening conditions. She's a lifelong political activist and heavily involved in the Republican Party of Virginia, an active member of Virginia Normal in the Jefferson-Charlottesville area, and the founder of Virginia Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition, a group started by Ann Lee, the 84-year-old mother of Richard Lee, the man who put together the Prop 19 campaign in 2010 to legalize marijuana that really got this conversation started. I think RAMP is one of the most important groups we have out there for our fight. Please welcome Vivian.
Thank you very much, Russ. And you took a little bit of the information. Can we put light on so I can see a little bit better here? Because I did not make a slide presentation. It didn't dawn on me. So I've brought my notes with me. And what I would like to do is start off by telling you a little bit about myself. And for those of you that have heard this over and over and over again, I apologize. But for those that don't know who I am a wife and a mother, a grandmother and a great-grandmother. So I'm not your typical activist for marijuana and certainly not for Republican Party. I got involved with Normal through Jefferson Area Normal, Brian and Tammy Mundy, and in Charlottesville, and my husband as well. And we were really excited, I mean really excited, to be involved in something like this. Didn't know how people would perceive us or receive us or whatever, but we were very well welcomed and we felt really good about that. But the reason we got into it, I guess, my husband is very much of a quiet person, and I'm the personality that gets out there and does all these different things. But I had been involved with the Republican Party of Virginia for quite a number of years. I was a chairman in Fluvanna County for a number of years. Then when we moved to Buckingham County, I became the vice chair there. And also in 2009, I was chosen one out of 25 that they ask in the state of Virginia by the Republican Party of Virginia to actually be part of an organization that is called the Jennifer Byler Institute, where they train and they teach you to go out and advocate, to network with people in the Republican Party of Virginia, with legislators, teach you how to do all sorts of things. Raise money, whatever. And if you want to run for public office, they encourage you to do that as well. So what they did is they kind of trained us to be leaders and said, go out and lead and make us proud. And I don't think that all of my sisters, my alumni sisters in Jennifer Byler Institute, are as proud of what I am doing here today as I am. But I stepped out of my comfort zone. I stepped out and I said, I feel like the Republicans need to have a voice. And someone at one of the Normal meetings mentioned RAMP. I had never heard of them. So I immediately went online and I found out who they were. And there was a little block that says, if you want to start a chapter. And I said, oh man, that's for me. And so I clicked on that, and shortly thereafter, they said, well, you know, are you qualified to do this? And so I sent them my qualifications, and they said, wow. And so I felt really good, and we were off and running. Well, in, I think it was July 1st, Normal and me, I was part of Normal at the time, were getting ready for a big parade in Scottsville, which is close to where I live, and it's a huge parade, 4th of July parade, that's attended by thousands of people. So I thought, wow, that's a great opportunity for us to get afloat. And so I said, I used my Republican connections there, and I said, well, let's see if they'll bite, if they'll let us do it, or else they'll throw us out and say, there's no way we're going to do this. Well, they did. They said, yes, you could do this, and you could be in here. So we got all the plans all ready for having our float, and we thought, this is going to be so wonderful. We were just so excited. And then a few days, literally a few days before that 4th of July parade, I got notified that, somebody made a decision without talking to the entire little commission there. And so we decided that in the end, it's not because of what you do or what you stand for, it's about the entire 4th of July parade and what it stands for. And we feel like, all other kinds of people will come in and want to do that. So they compromised and they gave us front row places where we could have tabling events under our thing. And we had a ton of people coming by. It was wonderful. But right before this event, I got notified from RAMP that we were the newest chapter of National RAMP. And we were going to be known as VA RAMP or Virginia RAMP. And I was just through the roof. And I just said, this was so cool. So there we are, standing under our little tent, with in the back of us with this thing that says Virginia RAMP and Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. And people were walking by and saying, what? Republicans? It was just like such an anomaly. And I realized at that point, wow, we can't, as constituents, as citizens of Virginia, get this done without Republicans. Republicans own the House and the Senate this right now. And unless we get them involved and we get the constituents, and the constituents will get me, because they're the ones that are like over 50%, 60% that want it. And so we need to have a voice. So what Pam and I have done, and Nikki and I have done, Lennis and I have done, is with my connections with the Republican Party, is we contacted and reached out to some of these legislators. And some of them, actually all of them, have just said from the beginning, no, this isn't something that we're interested in. Well, talk to us. Let us give you the information that we have. Let you know what we know, because what you're getting is canned from who knows what, the DEA or whoever, and it's not information that is current. It's not information that gives you all the facts. And when I was listening to Mary Lynn, I said, oh my God, if she were to be on one of those visits with these legislators, I think they would be amazed. And they don't have that kind of information. And I think the fact that what Pam was saying, when we go as women, as grandmothers, you're talking to them as a different constituent. You're coming to them at kind of like a gentler side, because we come in and we're just dressed the way we're dressed or whatever. We don't come in funky t-shirts and flip-flops or whatever. We dress for the occasion. We speak to them respectfully, even if we don't agree. And my message is that I know with Senator Eben and Mark Levine, I think that it's wonderful to have that conversation, to have the opportunity to cross the line, to go across the aisle and shake hands and say, you know what, we may not agree on a lot of things, but we agree on this. And that's an important conversation to have. And so in saying that, by the same token, there's so many people that I talk to that say, how can you do this? That is a Democrat issue. That's a liberal issue. And I said, no, it's a civil liberties issue. It's an issue that should be important to every person that lives in the United States, that lives in the state of Virginia, that we are important, not just as your constituents to get you elected. We want you to hear us. This is important to us. This means something to us. And you have to listen to us. You can't throw us away. You can't turn your back like somebody that recently had that happen to them. It's disrespectful, it's rude, and by God, you work for us, you know? I'm sorry, but that's the way it should be. And so I think having said all that, the other thing that I want to say is we're not going to agree on everything, because I'm not the kind of person that says throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are so many of these Republican legislators that I personally love, not just in the city, in the state of Virginia, but also Congressman Hurt. I'm very close to Congressman Hurt. And I look at the whole package of what it is that they do. And for what I want them to do with reform in marijuana is to change their minds. I want to change their minds. I want to change their hearts. And I can't do this alone. I need the support of all the people in here. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or you're Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian, whatever. You're a human being, you're a citizen that lives in the state of Virginia, and this impacts you, or a family member, or a cousin, or a veteran that you know, or somebody, or a child that's hurting. My feeling is, I know everybody talks about medical and decrim. I want to go right to the end point. I want legalization. That's what my core is, because I think if you have that, then everything else will just fall into place. Those other things will happen. But I want to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I cannot believe the people that I'm, you know, came before me, and here I am. But I did want to say that as a representative of RAMP, of National RAMP, they started a promotion, if you want to call it that, about a month ago, to, you know, have people take pictures with an I am RAMP sign, because we are all RAMP. We don't have to be a representative or a Republican. We are all against marijuana prohibition. Forget the R, forget the L, forget the D. It is against marijuana prohibition. So I thank all of you, and I love all of you. Thank you so much.